Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of the Human Reaction Podcast, episode number 200.
Woo!
Ba-ba-ba-bow.
Yeah!
We got something for that, don't we? We got something for that.
Why didn't I get one?
Surprise, Bennett. I figured those might annoy you. I actually accidentally grabbed three at Hobby Lobby, not four. So here, you can use mine.
Nope, I don't want it.
Oh my god.
Guys, we are so excited, and wow, we appreciate you so much for sticking with us for what will be three whole years in January
three
that we've been
years.
Doing this podcast.
Oh my god.
So we brought ourselves, Bennett actually brought us a delicious bottle of scotch, and we are going to enjoy ourselves and imbibe a little bit. We have a very fun topic of conversation today. We're going to be reviewing our bingo cards from the year 2025 to see who will be crowned the champion predictor of the year. This is an episode you don't want to miss. We're glad to have you here for it.
This music is so epic, Joe. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, guys.
Sláinte, boys.
Sláinte. And cheers to you. Thank you so much, you guys. Pleasure to be here with you.
Last episode, we were talking about how I don't drink, and now you guys are pushing me to drink. This is an enabler podcast.
Someone yes. has to be the devil on your shoulder.
That's true.
Okay, so as advertised, we're going to talk through the legendary bingo cards.
It makes my beard itch.
Yeah, mine too.
I don't like it.
Oh, come on, guys. I'm going the whole way.
You know what? I'm with you, Kyle. Solidarity. As long as you keep it on, I'll keep it on. That's not true.
So I'm too cool.
This is an enabling podcast.
Peer pressure works.
I'll be the dunce of this episode.
Okay, so those of you that have been following the show for the whole year, since this time last year, would know that we made predictions at the beginning of 2025 to see who could most accurately predict what was going to happen this year. And it was a pretty wild year. And I would say, looking at the results, I'm impressed at how well we did, and also very intrigued by some of the things we all predicted that did not happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I think we all just expected, and nope, wasn't there.
Wasn't there, yeah. Well, I guess we can all blame Trump for that, generally, so may as well get that out of the way.
There's also a lot of things where we thought they were true at one point, and then later they became not true.
Right, we were like this close to things happening, and we were like, oh, I'm just going to mark it. It's in. It's a sure thing. And then not a thing.
There was stuff on my bingo card in particular where we had it green early, and then it's like, now we look at it, and like, no, it's not green.
Yeah. And there were a few that ended up being contentious all the way to the end due to their subjective nature. So we consulted the Grand Arbiter of Truth, Grok, and I gave it some rules and said, tell me if these things are true, yes or no. And that is how we decided.
Per most decisions, it should all be handled by AI. Yeah.
That might be the topic of another conversation.
Techno-communism coming up. Let's go.
All right. So we're going to get started with mine, not because I'm selfish, but because I did the worst of the three of us.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. Got a few things right.
I'm kind of retarded.
This is true, and I do own it.
Oh, and also, just for the people that weren't there for, you know, when we originally do that, we had Free Ross in the beginning because that seemed like, or in the center, because that seemed like the most of a gimme at the time. And it clearly was, because on like day two of the administration, he was pardoned.
Yeah, I wouldn't even necessarily have called it a gimme, but it was sort of like this positive affirmation of like, we're going to will this thing into existence. And obviously, a lot of work was done behind the scenes to make that happen. Angela McCardle with the Trump administration, we were pretty confident it would happen. But obviously, we got to see it come true, which was great.
Interestingly, Gavin Newsom attacked Trump for pardoning him today.
Yeah, I saw
As
that.
If you needed another reason not to like Gavin Newsom.
He ran a website. Like, Jesus.
He was amongst such dubious individuals as like the drug smuggler from wherever that was, Nicaragua, that just got pardoned. He made this whole website called like Trump's Criminals or something like that.
Oh, really?
Anyway, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Houston's Ross going hard Abbeville. For governor or for president.
Yeah.
Gonna have to try harder than that, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what'd you get right, Joe?
Well, let's see. We got U.S. forces engage cartels in Mexico. We heard that was a thing. I think we're counting that, right? Counted that on Kyle's. So yeah. Homeland terrorist attack happens or is thwarted. To start the year, we had New Orleans, and we also had the Cybertruck incident in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. You might even include some of these other, I don't know, like shootings and things like that could be under the domestic terrorist umbrella. Like, there's kind of like civil unrest with problematic shootings.
I mean,
stuff
Charlie
like
Kirk, I mean, is very clearly an act of terror.
Quite true. The Brown University.
Yep.
That one just happened.
Yep. Also got the J6 prisoners pardoned or commuted. That did happen. Yep. Trump tariffs were certainly implemented. We heard all about that. Toxic food dyes were banned. I was pretty happy about that one. That was great. Yeah. The one piece of authoritarianism I'm okay with.
One of them. I feel like when you put that on there, I was like, what an obscure, weird thing to put on here. Apparently, it's a big deal.
Maha, baby. Let's go. Mitch McConnell leaves Congress. This one and Nancy Pelosi, which you see at the bottom there, are sort of, you guys gave them to me and I appreciate that because they haven't left yet, but they've announced that they are no longer running.
They are leaving. That's confirmed. The spirit of it is correct. Like, I'm more concerned about the spirit of it.
And I will take a victory lap on picking the two members of Congress, or at least two of the members of Congress that have decided that. I think that's pretty good. Mm. You know,
well, and two, I would love to see leave. Died because they're both so goddamn old.
Well, there were more predictions out there about Nancy Pelosi in particular. We'll get to that. Tulsi Gabbard was confirmed as DNI. Israel, quote unquote, temporarily did take more territory during the whole Syria situation. Mm-hmm.
They still have a lot of that.
They do. They do quote temporarily still have a lot of that.
It's always temporary and forever
and forever. Things I didn't get right that I wish I had, and I know you guys had some of these as well. Ukraine war peace deal reached. Man, I felt like we've been so close to that so many times.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to happen in
a day.
What we really underestimated was fuckface in Ukraine. What's his name?
Zelensky.
Yeah. Or just everybody involved. Like, there's just a lot of different people that are involved with it. It's not as simple as just America being able to be like, now settle down, people. Like, it's not how these things work.
Yeah. You know, interestingly, one of them that I got wrong that I wish I had gotten right that I would not have said on day one of this year is Kash Patel is not confirmed.
Oh, yeah.
Looking back, such thought he was going to be good. Really, really disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, you got right CIA alien disclosure?
No, that's yellow. That was sort of I left it yellow because there were some meetings and things
that's
and
meant for us to kind
congressional
of
congressional hearings.
This I is can't tell the difference between the red and the green.
Oh.
So I was like, I thought the yellow was the ones you got right.
So I was like, you got one right.
They are fairly similar in shade. On
Dave's colorblind.
I can't see. Keep going. My bad.
You're good.
It's not his fault. He can't read.
It's a genetic condition, guys.
Remind me of what happened with the alien disclosure stuff. This was early in the year. There was like some rumblings, but was there anything that really came out of it? I know Anna Paulina Luna, she's really, and the other guy whose name I'm forgetting.
You're thinking of Tom Burchett.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They've been big on this and a lot of these things, but there
Tim
hasn't
Burchett.
Really been any.
Tim Burchett.
Yeah, Burchett. There hasn't really been any. Major
Arrow put out its stuff, but there wasn't substantial disclosure that I can think of.
Well, and I think the thing that caused me to really question this one was the CIA part. I kind of hope there would be like some intel agency like files released, and there just weren't. I mean, there were plenty of people outside of government or adjacent to government or former contractors that did these hearings and things. Unfortunately, nothing official coming out.
Have you watched Age of Disclosure?
No.
Yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon Prime. We were talking about it in the Discord. I went and checked it out. Excellent.
Cool. Yeah. I will check it out.
Yeah. There was, now this isn't disclosure, but I guess just kind of generally around the topic. This year we did have, remember like the New Jersey?
The drone thing
that was going on and stuff like that.
Technically at the end of last year.
It was.
I thought it was early January. Yeah, maybe it wasn't.
Biden was still in office when that was going
It was definitely
on.
Before Trump was in.
Well, but, we now know what it is. Yeah.
What was it?
It was a military test.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was swamp gas.
No, they just freaking lied to us. They just lied, bold faced to our faces.
What?
For months.
The
about
government?
It. And
can't believe it.
It's crazy how that wasn't the reaction that people were like, oh, okay. And they just went on about it like
oh, it's just the military? Doing what?
Flying drones overhead just to test, see what would happen.
See if we shoot at them.
It's really fun to just go crazy about it on Twitter, but then once it's like, oh, the mystery's gone, okay. Everybody just kind of moves on, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's not necessarily the truth. It's the pursuit of truth.
Yeah. That people exciting. Get really anxious about.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting look into human nature. I think I mean, nothing else on here super stands out. I feel like John Fetterman was so close to leaving the Dems all year. He was signaling against his own party. Mm. I felt really sure about that one. I don't know why that one hit me at the beginning of the year, but it just seemed like it could happen. Mm. And darn it, we didn't get it. But
well, and you did have things like Zelensky being removed as Ukraine president. I think that's one of those things where there's a lot of speculation of what happens with Zelensky in the aftermath
probably just
of peace,
a year
right?
off.
But we haven't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I would honestly put something about Ukraine on next year's bingo card as well, just because I feel like you're right. The timing was just a little
feels
early.
Like we're close to it, but yeah. there's still kind of this back and forth annoying stuff that's going on between all these different nations.
Yeah, I will say I got darn close to calling the Bitcoin crash. I was just a little bit too low.
74 is what it
was. A bit too low.
Yeah. Too pessimistic on Bitcoin.
Well, you know.
I know.
I'm a big blocker.
I know.
So. I got to be a little bit hurtful while I'm at it.
Yeah, you're back in 2016.
yeah, that's right. Living in the glory days, pre-COVID, the good days.
The good old days where people are arguing about the size of blocks on Bitcoin.
Yep. Didn't get the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce breakup. We did get the Chiefs losing, finally. The dynasty is over, at least for now. Thank you, Bennett. Thank you, Bennett. Yeah, I think those are the high points.
Mike Johnson's still in place. Yeah, a lot of those. There was no third Trump assassination attempt that we're aware of.
Not that we were made aware of, no.
You know, as much as I want the end of the Ukraine war, really important preservation of life, the thing I really want the most was for Elon Musk to retweet human action.
Okay,
it did not happen.
We did get very, very close to this because Elon did, what did he
commented.
He interacted with one of Liam's posts, and I'm trying to remember, was it a comment?
I think it was about Ron Paul being part of Doge, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah, it was during the early Doge.
He commented, great idea or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
so
good.
Man, I was just so close to that.
Damn.
That's okay. You know, it was not going to be a winning bingo card anyways. I needed a couple of others to score anywhere, so. No dice for me. I ended up with, including the free space, 11 out of 25 possible predictions. Correct. Up next is David.
All right.
In the hot seat.
Oof. You guys got to read to me. I can't tell you the colors.
All right.
It's yellow and red to me.
We'll read off the winners and then we'll talk through some of the losers. TikTok ban reversed. That did happen, although probably not in the nature you
would hope.
It took a much different shape then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went away more in a Zionist direction than we expected. It's still there, but it sucks more.
Hey, if it was limited to just China, we could just post with a VPN to it. Now when we post, we just get smashed with liberal comments for no reason.
It's like there's a VPN there, but it's just routing your traffic somewhere else.
We never had a liberal audience on TikTok.
No.
We never got, we got like one or two liberal comments, but mostly it was conservatives be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then I swear to God, they took it over, new ownership, and like the next day, it was just nothing but liberal comments.
It's like blue sky.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nuts.
Not good. Trudeau out in Canada. You nailed that one.
Aha.
Renewal of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Aha.
Nailed it. Biden makes a fool of himself after leaving office.
What did he do?
Well,
we put it on green for something. We had a reason why we put it on green. I don't remember what it was.
I asked Grok about this one. I think the reason I'd give it to you is because of the recent revelations about the Biden presidential library.
Mm.
I saw a headline about this that said something quote,
oh, yes.
He'd be lucky to get a bookmobile because it's so underfunded. The donations are not coming in. So that feels like.
I thought he was the greatest president ever.
Wasn't that an issue with Obama's library too?
Well, Obama's library is vastly over budget, like $100 million or something.
I remember
something
Trump commenting on that. So
it's like, and it looks terrible.
He was like, I'd help you build the library for cheaper. That was what Trump was saying.
Got him. So I think we can count that one as having happened. Congress fails to cut the budget.
Yep.
Just nailed that
time. That was the easiest guess I ever made.
Mm-hmm.
That
should be expected.
New Nord Stream pipeline revelations. We got a lot of Nord Stream pipeline revelations throughout the year.
Yep. Ukrainian special diver team on the Andromeda.
That's right.
Yeah.
A mysterious boat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Reform Party overperforms next cycle.
In the UK. Yeah. So you,
and they did.
You did get that one.
Yep.
India's economy did surpass Germany.
Yeah, that was one of my more favorite ones. I'd like
that was an obscure economics pick.
Well, I was doing a lot of stuff on Germany at the time, and I was like, just when I looked at the numbers, I was like, whoa, this could totally happen.
Yeah. Was that when you were doing the pipeline stuff?
No. What was that about? AFD was a big part of it. We were kind of doing like the economic decline of Germany.
I mean, he was just waiting, biding his time.
I actually like that was not intended to be. So I just kind of thought about it.
We have the Mark Green, the rise of sex bots. Has there been a rise yet? I feel like we're on the cusp of a rise. Dude, I don't know if we're on
that
a
may
rise.
Actually,
you
be.
Think of there's little. Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on how. You
oh, are you
bot.
Thinking like yeah. chat bots and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, I mean,
maybe?
I kind of left it vague. Fair enough. I mean, I would.
I was thinking like dolls.
I think AI. Yeah. Well, those have already existed though.
Yeah, but like a rise. I'm saying like, yeah. like much more prevalent.
But they're gonna have AI in them.
Yeah, so it's the AI side of it that I think is very clearly the W.
There's a lot of
there's a thing about a guy who's like I'm gonna become polyamorous to my wife and my AI girlfriend. It was crazy.
Is that like, a rise though?
That was like a major news coverage of a brand new phenomenon.
I'm saying, there's
like,
there's
a real relationship.
It starts at zero and goes to one. That's
it's one person bought one. I was like, it's not like a trend yet. There's a lot of AI videos of people saying that there's sex bots, but there are AI videos.
No, I'm talking about this guy. The bot in this case is Grok, is what I'm talking about. Like Grok was his girlfriend, and he had this relationship with it. And
I
like,
kind of give David
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
one.
I was thinking like physical, I guess maybe. Yeah. But you're
totally
talking
fair.
More digital.
I think last year at this time, I was also thinking physical, but
yeah, I guess like just the rise specify. Of LLMs and yeah. chatbot stuff, I guess makes sense.
Yeah,
I would. But, I Grok would, sexy I would mode, give it. I think, is kind of demonstrates. I what think, it's going to be when you have a physical robot to embody
it. Well, and there's also the other component too, and I don't think that the two have necessarily fully meshed yet, but CES this year, there were a lot of like very, very realistic robots with human faces, you know, female figures, lots of trends in that direction.
A lot of those are AI videos, though. A lot
are
of
they
those.
From
yeah,
the
yeah.
electronic show?
Yeah, they keep showing up on my For You page all the time, and it's like and all the community notes are always like, this is an AI video.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. maybe I've been lied
there's
to.
There's probably some of those, but I think the prevalence of them, I think people might think there's more of them than there are because sure. there's AI videos showing that there's AI sex bots.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Okay. It's all about round the clock sex. It's all come on, well, man.
I do feel like we're on the cusp though.
Yeah, we're edging pretty hard.
We certainly are.
Okay, that's most of the winners here. Let's see. You also had third Trump assassination attempt. That did not happen. Zelensky returns to comedy. Didn't happen. The West gives up the Donbass. Didn't happen. AFD dominates election. Didn't happen. Defend the guard passes somewhere. That's a sad one that didn't happen.
Yeah,
I was really hoping for that.
That's a little bummer.
You know, the Ubisoft goes bankrupt, even though that didn't happen. I feel like spiritually, there's a victory that exists there.
Yeah.
Like,
they're spiritually bankrupt.
Well, I'm actually talking about the gaming industry as a whole. I watched the Game Awards last week or 2 weeks before that, and all of them are independent games. It's like none of these big studios that we're used to seeing if you're a gamer, like the Ubisofts of the world. It's all like new studios on their first or second game sweeping through the Game Awards. Like it's spiritually, I feel like you have a victory.
Yeah.
There.
Well, if anything, if I would have phrased it like gaming industry drops woke or something like that, there's a lot of evidence in that direction. Yeah. They're releasing a like true to form Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
now, that just is getting major.
A remake
hype.
And a new one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like,
well, is this the
and it looks right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
the jiggle physics.
there were no patch nerfs that happened.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No nerfs.
Well, it's the same thing as like the game that there was a record-breaking game this year, Expedition 33, that came out of a new French studio.
Yeah.
That comes from a guy that used to work at Ubisoft, and it's like one of those things where like the narrative story of that is like, yeah, everything's going in a new direction. Poetic. Is like there's a game that was under a budget of $10 million that made record-breaking awards and just had this tremendous success. Well, all of the kind of slop coming out of the AAA studios failed.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a lot of that.
Yep. Let's see. China did not take Taiwan. Fortunately.
Hooray. I'm glad to be wrong.
That's a good one to be wrong for. Yeah.
There was like nothing in that milieu really at all.
Other than the trade war, it's been pretty chill.
No pandemic.
Hooray.
Very fortunate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There was a scare at one point.
Yeah.
I remember there being a scare of like, oh my God, this is going to be the next COVID. Something? And then it went away in 2 days.
No, it was like a bird flu or I think it was
monkeypox is older than that. That goes back a ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
H-1B visas are changed but not ended. Grok said no.
Yeah.
No. Sorry.
A lot of drama around H-1B.
Quite true.
But that makes sense, though, because it was Vivek made that post on Christmas last year. Because now all that stuff's starting to recirculate in my feed where he made some op-ed and everybody's like freaking out at the fake again.
Yep.
And then he got fired at Doge. Right away.
Well, yeah.
We'll get
if
to
he
that
was ever
I,
really in it.
We'll get to that because I have Doge on my bingo card.
Yes, you do. Let's see what else here. Ben Shapiro debates Dave Smith on Israel. That did not happen.
That would have been so cool.
Instead,
though.
We got Josh Hammer.
And twice. He got Josh hammered.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
No, that would be one I would really love to see happen, but I think that's a bit of a pipe dream. I don't think Ben Shapiro.
I would also like to see him.
Dave's too young or too old. I flubbed the joke.
That's fair. He is too old.
He's too old for Ben.
Yeah. And no tech-friendly Democrats getting into power. That one, we marked that one collectively red, I think, about a week ago. Not entirely sure.
I don't think that's true.
What that means.
At least on the crypto side, which is, I pay quite a bit of attention to the crypto lobby side of this. It's something that caused like a fracture in the Democrat Party, at least on the crypto side. So if we're including that with broad tech, there was a lot of Democrats that were like, we need to embrace this issue because there's no reason the Democrats should be against it. And we're losing elections by margins because of this issue. Mm-hmm. So there was that kind of thing that was happening. Like spiritually, I feel like there's some truth to that.
Yeah. At least one of the cases, the Jersey governor's race had an interesting dynamic where you had like an establishment Republican against a somewhat insurgent Democrat who had a much more abundance oriented agenda in general, housing deregulation, stuff like that. And it wasn't anti-tech. It wasn't like AI scare shit like the Biden administration was doing, but it wasn't very pro AI either. Right. So I'm not sure where to give it either.
And there's a lot of like NIMBYism and stuff like that that goes on with that too, because of the, there's a lot of those annoyances. But how is the abundance agenda going for the Democrats right now? Because that's something that Ezra Klein pushed out early in the year. This is where the Democrats need to go. But I feel like it's fallen off and I don't see anybody talk about it anymore.
No, I think it's still a major variable within the Democrats. I think they're still contending with it, and it isn't dominant for sure, but it's becoming kind of a faction within the Democrats.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to find the pro-AI, pro-tech folks.
These are going to be the moderate Democrats, the so-called moderate Democrats.
Yeah, right? I don't even know if they're trying to stay away from that label, I imagine, right? They don't want to be seen as corporate. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to say is like the way we solve these problems is through public policy that actually enables people to solve the problems. You know, okay, and they're trying to be more practical than corporate, which is how moderate sounds in the Democrat ear.
We have as your maybe up for debate, death of woke narrative, Dems abandoned base.
Yeah. So I ran this one through Grok, and we'll get to the results shortly. But that one was nebulous enough that I didn't have a good concrete event or news cycle or anything that could really definitively say yes, this happened or no.
I don't know. I feel like AOC pretty much abandoned that shit right away. So yeah. I would kind of go yes on that one.
I feel like culturally speaking, it's becoming very true, and it's forced a lot of the Democrats to just tone down the tone policing is very much gone.
The question is, it's the absence of evidence doesn't prove anything, but there's definitely an absence of evidence, meaning the Democrats aren't talking about it
anymore.
Which
is kind of the evidence, like, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's the challenging thing. I mean, they will say, like, Trump's being mean to trans. That's just cheap political points. It's not like we are affirmatively pro this thing. So, yeah. Like they were not too long ago.
I feel like the only people that talk about it anymore are, like, really radical podcasters and live streamers. Like, on the way far, who kind of have their niche audience. Like, they're the only people I see talking about that anymore.
And what I was thinking when I wrote that was more like congressional Dems.
Yeah. Like, if you're a person in power, I feel like it has been abandoned, and largely.
Right.
Not entirely, but like,
and
largely.
That's a tough one, because how do you interpret death of, right?
Yeah, it just seems like niche commentators are still holding on to it.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
But I'd say, I think you're right. I think the trend is certainly in that direction.
Did you guys see the clip of, there was a clip of Hassan Piker raging against his community because somebody like in his chat, I can't remember, this was like a month or two ago, somebody in his chat was talking about woke stuff, and he's just like, this is why the Democrats are always going to lose. I'm sick of the woke. I'm sick of so-called democratic social. And he just kind of went off on this in this tirade. And that was one of those moments where I was like, yeah, I think woke's dead.
Interesting. Yeah, that's
and
a
he's like
compelling
the third
anecdotal.
Biggest live streamer in the world. Too.
Yeah.
And a communist.
Certainly that.
Yeah. Cool.
So, nice job, David.
All right.
Overall, as of this moment, with You have 10 plus the free space, so 11 out of 25 with one pending. Possibility of 12 out of 25.
Mm. That guy doesn't count. He can't even read.
Well said.
Thanks, Bennett.
Well said.
Sorry, I just like using the ones that don't get too much love.
That's you got to find a time for them.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to you, Kyle. So, yeah, gosh, do you want to read off some of your wins?
Sure. JFK, MLK files released. Yeah, we got a bunch of that stuff. Major tax cuts passed. Stock market growth was at record highs, which is kind of a gimme. Like, number go up. You know what I mean? Bitcoin strategic reserve implemented. There was the executive order. I don't really know what the current status of how much it's being used is right now, but I know there is like a reserve that exists. I don't know where there was a plan at one point where it was like there was going to be strategic keys located in places. I don't know where that all stands, but I mean, it is by executive order. It's in there. I had Mexican-American war on cartels. I don't know if I would say it's particularly like I feel like spiritually that's true with just cartel wars in general. I feel like there's been a much
more. But I thought you meant said like Venezuela.
Yeah.
I said very specifically Mexican-American wars.
Yeah.
And I think at the time I was actually thinking that there was going to be maybe some sort of joint effort of cleaning up the cartels within Mexico. I think that was where my head was at the time.
Right.
I think fights against cartels is true. I don't know. Like that might be a yellow.
But it's just what's killing you is the Mexican part because the challenges were in the Caribbean, not in Mexico. You know,
and, right. And we had on your Joe's bingo card, somebody's bingo card, though. Fine. We gave a green on something similar to that.
Yes, it was. It was not worded in the same way. It was more of a U.S. forces engage cartels in Mexico, and there were early reports early on in the year that special forces were conducting operations in Mexico against the cartels. So that's what I was going off of to give that one a green.
And that's kind of what I was thinking was there'd be stuff like that would happen.
Right.
It's not like an official.
I mean, is that an official overrule? Are we going with red on that?
Well, it depends on what you mean by war on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the war on?
I mean that more kind of war.
Like war on drugs.
Quotes. Or it's just like, this is going to be a big push that exists.
Yeah.
It was more so.
But it hasn't been a big one, right? Yeah. It's actually not been a major focus of the year.
Are you disputing that green?
I can't even tell what color it is. I'm just negotiating the thing. I think major tax cuts passed is actually one of the tricks that you might want to think about because it didn't actually cut taxes. It just maintained taxes.
Ooh.
Major tax cuts were not passed.
Okay.
It was more of a
renewal.
Making sure the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act stayed true.
The only tax cut is the overtime and that stuff, and that's not really a cut.
That is valid. I think that's valid. It's much more of making sure taxes didn't go up from losing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Yeah.
Like, that's what ended up happening, largely. Tax on tips isn't necessarily like major tax cuts.
Right.
Just to be fair, you know.
Like, are we marking that a red?
I think that's a red.
Red or yellow. Yeah, it's one of the
two. I mean,
I don't even know what the colors mean.
Yellow means we have to ask Grok to get the answer.
Oh, okay.
Which I did all the existing yellow.
I heard they both agreed that it kind of didn't happen.
All right, so it's red. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
So that reduced you one by one. And then Mexican-American war on cartels, are you going to count that as a win?
Let me ask Rock. You guys keep talking about the other ones.
Okay.
I think if whatever you had on your Mexico America cartel stuff is true, I think this is true. But if it's not, then you.
I think
yours.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I think spiritually they're the same thing.
I will accept that, but I would say I think I worded mine better because I said U.S. forces engage cartels in Mexico. War is it's a much more official thing. You know, it's got to be declared by Congress, as we know.
But never is. So never does is. It matter?
It's green. All right.
we greened, and I don't know why we greened it. Assassination attempt within the new aristocracy. What was
we greened
the assassination
that for Charlie
attempt?
Kirk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, obviously. Epstein files released, heavily redacted. In parentheses,
oh, tomorrow's when that would happen.
Well, do you count doesn't exist and is a Democrat host as heavily redacted?
wait, what are we looking at?
The Epstein files release one. And like to me, that's like...
There was a bunch of Epstein files that have been released. It's just a matter of
not what is, really that many new ones. The ones that are, give us the most revelation that actually are substantial, that aren't recycling of it, has been from the Epstein estate and from drop site. Most of the ones from Republicans and Democrats are mostly just recycled.
Yeah, most of what we've gotten Gawker released a long time ago.
Yeah. That said, the bill from Massey requires the president to release them tomorrow. So, unfortunately,
and this is gonna
you're off by a day.
Well, and this is going to be coming out next week. So,
well, look, there's every possibility that things change on here between when this was recorded and the actual end of the year.
Yeah, so Trump's like,
that's the case. We might have to rescind some awards. There might have to be an asterisk on your record. You'll be the Barry Bonds of political prediction commentary.
I had Trump does podcast press conference push, which he does. He has like a special chair
for him. Oh, definitely that was a good prediction.
He has a special chair for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm more curious what the major reveal of a weapon no one knew existed was.
Why did we green that?
I don't know.
We greened it like half a year ago, and I don't remember why we greened it.
We need to keep notes.
I think it was you and me on a Skiff episode at one point. We're just like, yeah, that happened. And I don't remember what it was.
Major new weapon.
I don't know how to verify that. So can Grok tell me if there was a major reveal of a weapon?
Yeah, ask Grok. Grok is the weapon.
AI is the weapon.
Weapon of
I would honestly.
Oh, we have a brand new weapon of mass destruction.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Yeah. It's been released.
But everyone knew it existed.
No one knew it was a weapon of mass destruction until 2 seconds ago.
In 2025.
I feel like there was some sort of new, there was some new tech that we discovered in like March or something. It sounds familiar to me, but anyways, those are kind of my main green ones. U.S. in Panama too. I said it's worded U.S. takes control of Panama Canal. Like we've definitely exerted influence. I don't know if it's control, but there's definitely. I think spiritually that's true.
Kyle's relying on a lot of spirituality for this.
The very Jordan Peterson, like, well, it's metaphorically true.
It depends what you mean by true.
No, I get what you're saying. I mean, functionally, they now have they force a new administrative, like, oversight. So
yeah, I think that's...
All right, so Grok tells me, no, there's not been a release of a completely unprecedented weapon in 2025.
Damn, this could tip the scales, guys.
You greened it, Joe. I don't know what we greened it for.
I think
I'd give it to fentanyl.
There have been new ones, but they're all evolutions on existing technology. Hypersonic missiles, China's new thing.
Oh, I think we did it. I think we did it because the pager attack or something.
One saw pagers coming.
it might have been the pager attack why we greened it.
of a weapon no one
I don't remember
existed. Well, C4 in a small device.
Yeah,
we had exploding cigars before. I mean, like, true.
But did we have pagers?
Or was it directed energy weapons from space?
Might have been, and that's something that you're all about. So that might have been why you greened it.
Maybe I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't remember why we did.
I think make the call, Joe.
You know what? We're gonna give it to you. We're gonna give it to you for now because.
It doesn't.
Somebody's got to win.
It doesn't equal.
And if we can debate every single one of these, we'll be here all night, and no one's going to win.
Wait, no one's going to watch.
What was the? So I'm just looking at my reds right now. What was? There was an executive order, wasn't there, on the Department of Education recently?
I haven't seen it. I know it still exists, though.
It does exist, but there was an executive order on the.
Kyle, I'm sorry if you're going to try to argue
I got the weapon.
You
got
to do the research before we get here.
It was. So this was in February. I went back into the bingo chat of Discord. The U.S. Navy unveils new photo of its ship firing its secret Helios laser weapon.
It was a laser weapon.
Weapon.
Okay. You're given that one, but we are not going back to re-adjudicate the Department of Education. It still exists.
But there's an executive order on it.
Linda McMahon is still the head of it.
There's an executive order on dismantling it.
Look, Kyle.
Right, but it hasn't been dismantled yet.
Kyle, if you want to win a square.
Spiritually speaking. He's stepping out of time and space to win.
Metaphysically, in a parallel universe. It could be true.
The idea is there.
if you want more green squares next year. You got to come prepared with your research to defend these things in real time.
We got to make sure for next year, we just make it Grok decides if it happened or not.
Grok decides all things.
Just make that a joke. Because Grok does not think the Helios energy system counts. Because it's actually built. It's just a larger laser based upon existing laser technology.
Freaking laser! Bigger laser reveal. Bigger laser, better weapon.
Fair enough.
I think this goes into the specificity we need to build into next year, and we'll get to that later.
All right, let's see Emily's.
All right, on to Emily. So this is our one and only listener submitted bingo card, and Emily, thank you so much for participating. We hope you had a good time this year. Playing along with us, chatting about it in the Discord. Emily did well. And Emily, by far and away, went more cultural than political.
Mm-hmm. Unlike us nerds.
Unlike us nerds. Although I will say I did have Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift on there, so that's my culture nod. But Emily got a few. One in particular that I thought was very interesting. Unprecedented hurricane season. It was an unprecedented hurricane season, but not for the reason you would think.
Less hurricanes.
There were like literally no major hurricanes that made landfall in the United States this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Unprecedented. Ivermectin gets the credit it deserves. I think that's been fairly well substantiated.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brian Koberger is found guilty. He's the guy that murdered the students at University of Idaho in Moscow.
Oh.
He was found guilty. Way to go, Emily. Again, true crime. Big.
Oh,
big with the ladies, you know? Mm. Yeah, it's a good one. And tragic story, like totally insane. There's a really good documentary. I forget, it's part of a series, but it's on Netflix, worth checking out. Mm. JFK files become public. Good call on that. Give that to Kyle, give that to Emily.
Yeah.
Diddy goes bye-bye, I gave her green on this. Because he did go bye-bye to jail.
Yes.
I'm not sure if she meant bye-bye like elsewhere.
She might have been censoring it and meant opting out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it might have been an Epstein style bye-bye.
We give it to her.
But we're giving it to her because he did go to jail.
Yeah.
Speaking of, has anyone watched the new 50 Cent doc?
No. I can't bring myself to want to watch that in my free time.
I want to watch it just because I respect 50 Cent's trolling ability. I find it so funny.
One of the best in the game.
Master.
Really.
He master
might be
the craft.
The best.
Well, Bennett, you got to watch it and report to the rest of us because I'm not watching that shit.
Sounds good.
Bennett, I'll watch it too. It'll be a part of our culture segment.
Okay, great.
Okay. I never followed the Diddy story that closely.
Yeah. Me either.
Epstein list revealed? Yes. Files. List, files, that's all sort of one big amalgamation. We're going to give that one to her. We're also giving her Human Reaction pods with Dave Smith because our friend Liam, who is a member of Human Reaction, did do a podcast with Dave Smith this year. Yeah. In fact, I think two.
Our colleague, Liam McCollum.
Our show podcaster. Host.
Yeah.
Co-podcaster.
And a bunch of us just also in that vein, a bunch of us went to Dave's show back in like February, earlier this year.
Yeah,
it was January.
January 30 18th. Of us that went.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And maybe that one will come even more true next year, you know? Mm-hmm. Here's hoping. And of course, she got as well the nonviolent J6 protesters released from jail. That was Emily's responsibility. She did that. Mm. Nice work, Emily. Okay, and a few that she did not get right. I think there's some interesting ones in here. Major earthquakes in California. So close, you just needed a different natural disaster, and you would have nailed it.
Oh, yeah. Fires.
Big fires.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was early this year.
Now, the one I had...
Fire!
Nancy Pelosi breaks her hip again. You know? I think we were thinking on the same wavelength here. She went more physical injury. I went more professional injury.
she also had Bill Clinton passes away.
You know... Pretty safe bet. Still, he's not looking good.
Still a few days.
He's definitely not looking good. That is true. We are covering this 2 weeks before the end of the year. Anything could happen.
It is December 18th. Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Hunter Biden could go to prison or CNN could go bankrupt in the next 2 weeks.
I mean, he is pardoned. The NATO gets a much needed facelift. Maybe a facelift isn't correctly to understand what happened, but they are paying a lot more now.
Yeah, the Allied burden sharing thing is moving in the right direction, and there's a lot of commitments and stuff like that. I think that's a fair one to give. I don't really know what you meant by facelift, but I think it's a very fair way to give it to her in that sense. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. All right, we could mark that one green.
Yeah,
some of that's like I feel like we'll have a better understanding of that in the next year or two. But as of right now, it seems like there is facelift. In place, sort of.
Yes, I
like it. Yeah. I like it. Let's see. The reopen case of accidental death of Tafari Campbell.
Well,
that was.
Hold on. Can I push back on that one?
That's
just based on how we've been. So if facelift in place is kind of what we're going with, then I feel like Kyle gets the Department of Education, if that's the... Because an executive order is in place.
But you can't facelift an organization. Is that a thing? So we're on the metaphor of what we're talking about.
Kyle was being much more overt and said abolished. That's a very clear definition. That to me means there's no operations going on inside of the Department of Education, period. Okay. It's shut down. Fine. It's gone, and it's not.
But we gave something to somebody else of something that's like on the...
What a specific criticism.
one of you, I argued for one of you to have one because it was like, it's happening. And I can't remember what it was, but I argued for it.
I think it was me, and I think it was...
A little hypocrisy, I'm sensing.
I said something about someone's...
We talked about Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi leaving Congress.
Yes, they're not left. I rescind that. They should be read. Unless we're going to respect the spirit of the square.
Wow. Which one were you arguing for again? I forget.
Department of Education.
I'm just sensing hypocrisy.
The EEO doesn't abolish it. It guts it, but it doesn't abolish it. So that's the thing. That's why it's not happening.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, so it stays EEO, red. It stays red.
Yeah.
You guys are just reminding me of that old Freedom Tunes of Dave Rubin. I agree with that.
You can have it, Kyle. You can have it in spirit, spiritually.
We got to respect the spirit of the bingo.
Yes.
So you get a spiritual win, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with the colors, it is certainly the holiday spirit.
It is quite spirited. Yeah. Although to David, it looks like McDonald's. But
it does.
Some might call it too spirited.
What's happening?
Too spirited.
I don't know why that popped in my head. Ignore that. Cut that, Bennett.
There are two of them.
So inclusive.
I'm keeping that just because I got too to spirited. Use that sound.
Okay, Emily, also...
Hunter Biden goes to prison. Man, that would have been a wild one.
Yeah, bold bet.
Didn't happen.
Yeah. Pardoned, so that one pretty much took that one off the table pretty immediately. Mm-hmm. Elon becomes Speaker of the House. Boldest claim
that is,
ever
that
made.
That is bold right there. That was...
In human prediction.
That's the most meme-y claim ever, and I respect it.
Absolutely it is. Other than, Joe Sheehan makes contact with aliens via his drone.
Has that happened?
Well...
Have you been near any construction sites?
Bennett, you're just taking the punchlines right off my plate. God, now I can't even say it.
I'm sorry.
I was going to, Emily, help you make this one come true by just... flying my drone over Home Depot, but that would have violated the spirit of the game, wouldn't it, Kyle?
I might give you illegal aliens. it doesn't say they have to be legal.
That's true. That's true.
Or space.
Or space. Fact.
Speaking of space aliens, so Prince William becomes King of England.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Didn't happen?
Not going to happen.
Biden admitted to hospice. You know, we have so little visibility into what's going on in Joe Biden's life. This one could have happened, and we wouldn't know.
There's no way they tell anyone.
Might have happened before this bingo card was made.
It probably happened in the White House, honestly.
Well, it turns out the White House is just the name of an assisted living facility located in the center of Washington, D.C., so he was in it the whole time.
You do have a habit of putting old men in there.
Mm.
Yeah, and he just auto-penned everything, too.
Yes, exactly, the auto-pen.
That's fair. This is all fair. These are good points.
Do you guys remember there was a clip of Trump with MBS going through like all the pictures of the presidents, and Trump has, under Biden, the auto-pen?
Yes.
And there's just like a clip of him just being like...
Can you believe this guy? MBS. There are apparently now plaques underneath each one of the... Mm. And they are fantastic.
I saw this.
They're really good.
What a waste of time.
I know.
So Menendez brothers freed. What does that one mean?
The Menendez brothers. I just looked this up. Why am I blanking on this?
I don't know if they were.
They were not. Okay. I did look it up, but I'm blanking on who they are. For some reason, that name just goes in and out of my head. I don't know why.
Racism.
I know. That's probably it. I do know who Tafari Campbell is, and unfortunately, his case was not reopened. He is the former chef of the Obamas who drowned mysteriously naked off the coast of the Obamas' home at Martha's Vineyard.
God, I forgot about that.
Still a mystery, that one, lest we forget.
Mm.
Thank you for bringing it back to the public conversation, Emily. It's a good one to keep track of. Well done, overall, Emily. I had her... at a total of 8 points. We're giving her 9 points now out of 25. So total of 10, including the free space. All right. So before we move on to
okay. So the Menendez brothers, do you want me to tell you?
Sure.
There are two guys who shot their parents in the 1990s.
Yeah, in Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, I do believe December 2025, a judge resentenced them to 50 years of life, to life.
Yikes.
Ineligible for parole. Huh.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder why she would have thought they would be freed. We'll have to discuss this off air. I think there was
some stuff about the parents that they were actually terrible. If I'm remembering correctly, I didn't.
Like, I see. Some like child abuse.
Talk about Discord, guys.
Yeah. We will follow up on that one with you, Emily. Very, very interesting. So before we move on to the battle royale between David and Kyle to see who finally won, and it might be a little bit jiggered up now that we've done a little bit of negotiating for squares. We want to make sure that you know that we would love for you to participate in Human Prediction 2026. Mm. Like my name. Just came up with that.
Human prediction?
I was on the spot. We never workshopped that.
No, we didn't workshop that. That's right up here. Hot off the dome. If you'd like to participate, we have created a Google form which has fields for you to fill in all your predictions in three major categories: domestic politics and affairs, global events, culture, then a wild card slot, and a free space. We'll explain a little bit more about that at the end.
We're going to be a little bit more structured with it this time, too. I guess
we're professionalizing this operation.
Clearly, we have to tighten the screws on this very informal game. You know,
we got to make sure the spirit of it is intact.
That's right, Kyle.
You can spiritually answer all the questions.
We can't have Kyle saying things are becoming global cultural icons when there is no verifiable evidence for such. We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the battle royale, the final race. So Grok's final deliberation said that alien disclosure was a no, and I think we already agreed on that. Grok also said that David's death of the woke narrative, Dems abandoned the base, was a yes.
I give that one to, I would say that too.
Yeah,
me too.
I argued for it, so.
Kyle, on your bingo card, Grok said that Doge was not objectively proven successful,
and I would agree with that, because there was a stated goal of $1 trillion with Doge,
mm-hmm.
right? It was supposed to be $1 trillion out of Doge and $1 trillion out of commerce,
right?
Yeah,
right. Nailed it.
And lastly, drum roll, Grok said that Pudgy Penguins have become a global cultural icon.
I told you guys, snap. You doubted me.
Oh, man.
And I dispute this. I dispute this. Ben, I don't know if you've received it, but I sent you a text.
Yeah.
Just to bet it?
Weird. just to bet it.
They're just like, how do we undermine the success of this cute little penguin?
I sent him a text because earlier today I was at Hobby Lobby buying those stupid hats and some other things. And I looked all over that store for Pudgy Penguins.
Well, penguins aren't in Hobby Lobby.
Well, you know what? I couldn't find any. In fact, I saw a lot of Pikachu. I saw a lot of cars.
Now go to Walmart, go to Target, go to Smith's.
Spider-Man,
look,
Louis,
as far as
Winnie
I'm concerned,
Pooh.
If it's not in Hobby Lobby, it's not a cultural icon.
But
Pikachu was right there. Where is Pudgy Penguins?
Well, Pudgy Penguins have more gifts than Pikachu. I'll just give it that.
More gifts.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, the sheer volume. We surpassed Disney this year.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay. Well,
the way you said that, I don't know what that voice was.
We surpassed
was
like, Disney.
This
is the next
Disney,
Disney
this year.
Yeah, but you know what?
The mouse.
Look at this cute little penguin.
No.
Look at that cute little penguin there.
The world of Pingu.
Look, there's more to being a global cultural icon than just numbers or surpassing who. That sounds like a great growth curve, and I'm not disputing
you can't
that.
Walk around Korea without it being thrown in your face.
But Korea is not the globe.
Spiritually, is Korea the globe?
So, Kyle,
aren't we all Korea inside?
We said Grok was going to tell us,
yeah.
And Bennett, Grok told us.
Bennett, cue the awards music. Cue the intro music. Kyle, spiritually...
Although, did any of us actually get bingo?
Like, yeah, yes, Kyle, actually, you did get bingo.
Oh, yeah. No.
With the Pudgy Penguins.
Oh, yeah.
With the Pudgy Penguins. Wow. David also did, I think. We might have taken one away from him, but you had the most squares, so you won the tiebreak. Look, I have a speech for you, okay?
Oh, yeah. David also did. Yeah.
It takes more than just surpassing Disney to become a global cultural icon, right? It takes vast, ubiquitous recognizability, and if I can't find it in Hobby Lobby, it's not ubiquitous.
You know
how... As your award for winning, I've gotten you a little something.
Oh, dear.
this is
a real penguin,
a piece of real global cultural iconography, a clock where you can watch. Where you can watch for the day, for the time that Pudgy Penguins surpass Hello Kitty in terms of global cultural significance. It's not today, but it's someday. And I hope you never lose your dream.
You know what's funny? On like our investor calls and stuff like that, we're always talking about how Hello Kitty is the mark of like who we're trying to surpass.
Nice.
It's funny, my point. It's funny you say that, actually.
So your next year's got to be like, we surpass Hello Kitty, and then you'll right. have it. Yeah.
They just got that Japanese market locked down, man.
They do. Congratulations, Kyle.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I love my award.
Congratulations.
Is this what he texted you, Bennett? He was like,
no, this was not what he texted.
I was just thinking, Bennett's just like, Joe, why the fuck are you talking about Hello Kitty?
I texted him.
He sent me pictures of stuffed animals.
I sent him pictures of all the shelves at Hobby Lobby so we could overlay those in the episode where I was saying I went to Hobby Lobby and I found no Pudgy Penguins.
You should have gone to Walmart.
This is the evidence. Well, look, it was on my way in. Okay, Walmart's not on my way.
Should have gone to Target.
Yeah, it's also not on my way. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations. Fun game, guys. Cheers. Oh, David, you need a little refresh.
Give me a nip.
We need a nip. Bennett, come on over.
I drank it too fast. Thank you.
Yeah,
sure.
All right, Kyle. Normally, you're very resistant to my toppers.
I know. All right, congratulations, Kyle.
Are we not saying phrasing anymore?
Fair game, guys.
I was going to, but I let it slide. I was going to let it slide.
Cheers.
So, I guess this kind of gets into of what we want to do for next year because we want to have a New Year's episode, right? Where we're going to be giving out our predictions for it's not going to be this episode. It'll be an episode in a couple weeks of us giving out our predictions. And we're going to do this again, but we want to get more people involved, right, Joe?
We do. We absolutely do. We would love for all of our listeners to participate with us in Human Prediction 2026. So What we're doing is we have put up a Google form. The link will be in the description. You can select your top predictions for three major categories: domestic issues, anything happening inside the U.S., world events, anything non-domestic, and culture, that's anything music, sports, media, art, literature, just non-politics. We're trying to balance the show out a little bit. We're very political heavy. We're trying to just open up a little bit.
Yeah, bet on Pudgy
gaming,
Penguins for that one.
Gaming too. Pudgy Penguins. Certainly a cultural icon these days.
Global, some are saying.
Right, some are saying. Some in Korea saying completely global.
I don't know. Some are saying it.
I'm not saying it.
The spirit says it.
Yeah.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
Okay, so it'll be 25 total predictions, 7 domestic, 7 world, 7 culture, 3 wild card, your choice, and 1 free space. And the free space is important because in the same spirit of the Ross Ulbricht free Ross space, we want you to make a hopeful guess about something that you hope will happen in the world in 2026. Whether or not it comes true, you get that space for free just for doing your part to put some positive energy into the world, because there's enough negativity. We want to bet on something. So that's your bet on space. Give us a big, hairy, audacious goal for 2026.
Yeah, make it an affirmative statement. Don't be like, this didn't happen.
Right.
Make it this happened and it's going to be awesome.
That's right. We're manifesting here. Yeah. We're going to go new age about it.
Yeah, manifest destiny here.
That's right. Howard Dean supports it, and you should too.
Yeah, I felt
he was trying to manifest the presidency. It didn't happen.
That's right.
He manifested something with that. Right. I don't know what it was.
Entertainment.
Dave Chappelle's wrath is what he says.
So there are a couple other key points we need to get to about the rules here. And these are just a couple minor things. There must be a definitive, objective yes or no answer to if it happens or not. A good example is Mike Johnson stays as speaker. It's a clear subject, clear action that will or will not happen. Easy yes. Bad is cultural icon.
Or facelift. Facelift is also pretty big.
Or facelift.
Yeah.
Or
That's what I said. I had a big one, too.
There were a few.
Yeah.
But try to be as specific as possible to people, to nations, to specific actions, timelines, whatever. That just makes it easier for us to judge. Ultimately, we'll run all these through Grok, I think, anyways.
Yeah, we'll have to read through a lot of these, so we'll need to be able to make it much more clear.
Yes. So far, we've decided that any tie will be settled by a coin toss, given that the coin toss is about as predictable or about as successful as most of our predictions.
I'm also open to duels. Like
a duel would work. Yeah, we'll have to settle that in the Discord, place and time and all that, but we can make that happen.
I'll wrestle you, Kyle.
Bet you will, Panama Red.
Oh my God, ew, David.
Perfect, you. Bennett, you're on it right now.
Yeah, well done, sir.
We got to get this guy a glass of scotch.
Yeah, get him scotch. He's way faster on the board, man. All right.
So for the prize.
Yeah, what do we get?
What you win.
If we win it.
Well, we won't get it, but you,
yeah,
the viewers and listeners, will get it.
Oh, we're going to get it.
I mean, we're going to get something different. We're effectively in the seat of the, you know, the dunk tank, if you will. We are going to be the butt of the joke should one of you win. Okay, so what do you get? Well, the winner gets to select one statement and one picture or image or graphic to put on each of our t-shirts. One for each of us. They can all be unique. And we will print them and wear them during one episode at the beginning of 2027, the following year, right? So it's a long game here. You got to be in it for the long haul.
If you make it good enough, we might wear it for multiple. You never know. It just depends on what you put on.
If it's great, maybe we'll turn it into a merch item and we'll cut you in on the royalties. I mean, you should think you never know. This year, right? This could become a global cultural icon.
It's true.
Good.
Invest early.
Spiritually speaking. Spiritually.
This is you investing in the podcast early.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
It will be tied to an NFT as well. Just so you know.
He's joking.
Am I though? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know where the year's going to be after this. You know, that might be more of a thing. Who
it
knows?
Might be. Yeah, maybe.
Nothing NFTs. Bad can happen. It can only good happen.
Trump coin. Anyway. The only rules to your t-shirt design is that expletives will be asterisked so we don't violate the algo, and similarly graphic images will be censor barred, so no explicit content that we can't wear on YouTube, right? We don't want to get banned off YouTube because of your attempt at humor. So just be funny and don't be gross.
Yeah.
That's all we ask. All right. And actually I wanted to throw this out there. I would love to make a bingo card app, because I'll tell you what, I'm making these in Illustrator and it's tremendously painstaking for me to go through and like edit all these. I like put all the things into a Google sheet and then I did a random number generator and then I use that to put them on all the...
There are apps we could probably use, especially now that we're sending this out.
I did a look around. If you know of a good app, or if you, you know, just want to make the human prediction app, and we'll make the app together and we'll make that a global cultural icon.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I would love it. If you have some programming ability, reach out to us in the Discord. We would... totally love to work with you to make our own bingo card app.
That
I think
be
it could
so
be pretty
cool.
Simple.
Is there a lot of
smooth.
Is there a lot of money in the bingo industry?
Have you ever gone to a VFW?
True.
Valid. Absolutely there is.
I do feel as I get older, I'm like, I want to play more bingo.
We're going to make it happen for you, Kyle. We will. All right. Well, any final thoughts, guys?
Do we want to go through our most surprised did or didn't happen?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do a little just cherry on top of the year.
Yeah. Most surprised didn't happen. You guys got anything?
I'll be honest. I am most surprised that the Ukraine war's not over.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I thought that... I didn't think it was going to be like in 24 hours.
Yeah,
I never
thought
that.
Like Trump predicted.
But I thought it was going to take some time, but I didn't think it would take a year of time.
Right. I mean, the way that Trump was so adamant about his negotiating skills and the ability to bring that to an end, maybe coupled with a little bit of hopeful optimism about the fact that Russia didn't want to be fighting this war and neither did the American people, clearly, and Trump had a mandate to get this done. I didn't foresee that Zelensky and probably his EU backers could have been such an obstruction here.
Yeah. I thought the EU was going to cave more than
that was
what I thought.
I think I underestimated the degree to the EU was so dogmatic.
Yeah.
I thought they'd become far more practical the minute America truly said, we will not support you if you do this. Mm-hmm. In either Trump only said that but didn't actually play that card, or they were far more in the game than I thought they were.
Yeah.
So. I just from my general calculation of it, it seems like it's mostly an EU thing than it is anybody else, really. Yeah. Although Putin's got his own like factions he has to deal with too,
sure,
in this that cause a lot of problems, but and it is kind of this awkward thing because it's like America as an outsider that has some, you know, but it's not like as much of a dog in the fight as EU and Russia does, so it's kind of one of those weird things.
And
obviously super happy that the Taiwan thing did not happen.
I was just going to bring that up too.
If that would have happened, it was so disastrous. It would have been such a huge crisis.
It seemed so tenuous there for a bit, right towards the tail end of the Biden administration, with all the like war gaming and ships and planes showing up in the, you know, the Strait. That seemed pretty touch and go for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, remember at the time when we were doing this, there were monthly to weekly flybys and buzzbys and like close things happening in the South China Sea. I mean, it was very regular.
Yeah.
So
another one. Something that I was surprised by, but then as soon as it happened, I'm like, oh, of course, was I thought that there was going to be a much bigger sweep for the – or I thought there was going to be a sweep for the conservatives in Canada.
Yes.
And because a year prior, it was like in the – I don't know, like April of last year, it was all the data was showing that there was going to be a massive conservative sweep. And then Poilievre just – awful candidate.
Just the bed.
Yeah. just decided like, no, I don't want free media. Like it was just crazy.
Yep.
It was one of the craziest things from a political candidate that just zero backbone and just, there was such a moment that Canada could have had and then they just lost it. You know,
51st state played a small role.
Yeah,
It wasn't that big. I think it was overblown in how big of a role, but I'm not going to say it was nothing.
Well, sometimes we underestimate to a degree to which political ideology, especially in the internet age, is more international than we think. So as soon as conservatives win in America, all of a sudden there's kind of like this uncertain place. And then Trump's rhetoric just tanks him, I think, in a lot of major way, too.
I don't really put it on Trump. Like, Poilievre was a bad candidate. He was a really bad candidate.
Yeah.
That's why I think it still played a role, but like 6%.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And that being said, like, really appealing to the Alberta crowd, but with that rhetoric, because Alberta does want to go independent.
Yeah, but they didn't need the help there, right? They're already more conservative.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but I think a lot of it really was just Poilievre being just a weak candidate in the end of the day. And he just seemed so promising years prior to that. But that was one of those things where I was just like, really?
Did you have a slam dunk that failed you, Joe?
Did I have a slam dunk that failed me?
Wait, can I do my...
You know, it's... What are we looking at?
Bennett? Go ahead, Bennett.
My most surprising.
Oh, yeah.
Pudgy Penguins becoming a global cultural.
Yeah, really came out of nowhere. Most people still don't see it coming.
Asian market's huge, man.
Hey, Kyle, can you move over to mine?
Sorry, I did feel like it was some niche thing when Kyle...
You thought I was memeing.
Yeah, kind
of. And I am memeing, because a lot of it is a meme. But,
and I respect that.
But I also have a lot of financial stake in it, so that's... I'm in the weeds of it quite a bit.
Not financial advice.
He's pumping his bags is what's happening. It's okay, though. I respect it.
Not in these markets, I'm not. No, nobody's pumping their bags in these markets.
So I really felt like my slam dunk was the BLM 20 media cycle.
Yeah.
Right? I really felt confident we'd see another Summer of Love-like situation right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had like that moment.
The LA thing.
The LA thing was going to be percolating. It was like the simmer point. And all of a sudden, it just disappeared.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really a bizarre. When you look back, it's a really bizarre moment.
Yeah, well, I think they ran out of funding because Doge gutted it.
Well, I was going to say the USAID thing.
Doge was successful.
Yeah,
you already won.
He's just trying to run up
the spirit.
Running up the score.
See, this is what happens when you respect the spirit of the game.
You get a clock.
Yeah.
With Hello Kitty on it.
Yeah.
So victory. Make sure you respect the spirit of the game. That's a great prize, I think. A
few weeks in, I'm going to be having cat ears on me. We're going full cat.
We're hanging that on the wall behind you.
I was actually going to say that. Like, I'm not taking that home, but we should hang that here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It would be funny. Put a little first place 2025
just
plaque.
This right next to the American flag. But then there's like a... People know when we record then.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah, that's not.
You don't have to set the time. Just leave it on like 4:20 or something.
Yeah. Marijuana is in now.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Weed's in.
She does look pretty high as well.
So what's your biggest slam dunk that failed you, Joe?
Oh, man. I think I could go for a couple. It's kind of tied here. The big one, I mean, I for sure thought that there was going to be something, a new front opening in World War III. I mean, we saw the inklings of it in the Middle East with the war with Iran that fortunately ended without any major fanfare. That to me looked like the beginning of something pretty bad. And so I'm actually glad to be wrong about that one. I wouldn't necessarily say it failed me. I would have expected more talk of the cyber attacks because that's been such a large piece of the narrative fear-mongering from the WEF and those types that I would have thought we would see something like that because they're all saying, oh, the next pandemic is going to be cyber attack.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe again, and I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that we don't see this, but it could have just been a little bit early.
Well, what was that CrowdStrike one? Like that big?
There's been a few.
Yeah. I mean, that one
that shut down all the air traffic.
Yeah.
You didn't count that?
Wasn't that like last?
Well, was blamed on China.
Oh,
and I don't know if they ever identified.
No, I don't think so.
The blame for that. So I don't think we could really, in the spirit of the game, Kyle.
In the spirit, I have a prediction that I'm going to wait till our prediction episode that revolves around cybersecurity and stuff like that. As I have a prediction on that. I think you might just be early, but I'm going to wait to unveil that.
Hope not. I'll be stockpiling water and food and ammo in the meantime. Not financial advice. Kyle, did you have one that failed you? One
you thought was going to go? I mean, a lot of mine that I got wrong were kind of me being exaggerative and things like that. Like I didn't really think Bitcoin was going to be 200,000. I actually thought it was going to be more like 150,000. So like things like that, you know, it didn't make that either. It was like 137, but
it'd be pretty cool if it did though.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Be a lot cooler if it did.
I'd be loving that. I'm not looking at
you're
mine.
Looking at Joe's.
Kelsey. I said nothing about
why
Travis
are you
Kelsey.
Looking at that?
You know, actually that was one I thought was a shoe-in.
Oh, I know, right?
I thought it leaked at some point. I think it might have been September 24 or something, that their marriage contract leaked.
Oh.
And I thought for sure like they're gonna break up. It's gonna be the inspiration for her new record.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I thought it was kind of a generated cycle operating on this kind of being a fake relationship. That the right arc would be for this year for it to end.
But actually, I think with the Chiefs missing the playoffs, now it sets the stage for the breakup because now Travis Kelce is a loser.
They are engaged.
The script is in place.
But if they break up, he becomes a hero of the manosphere.
No, it'll be a divorce.
Because she's abandoning him at his height.
That's right? fine.
Or at his lowest point.
I don't much care what happens to either of them afterwards.
No, I know.
I just wanted the bingo square. I am willing to destroy engagement.
I think they're both going to be fine.
Yeah.
If they broke up.
I mean, my thing that I thought was a slam dunk was conservatives losing.
Oh,
Canada.
Right. Yeah.
I thought
conservatives winning Canada.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. I thought that they would win bigly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't. Like, right. That just seemed, the data suggested that was going to be the case. And it was like in a 2-month period, all of a sudden, Polyev's just like, no, I'm not going to be a good candidate. And it was very awkward and bad.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true.
There we go.
All right.
It's one successful bingo episode. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It only took us a year to get here, guys.
Really good time. Thank
you. Once again,
200 episodes.
Yeah, 200
congratulations.
Episodes.
End of 2025.
And thank you guys so much for watching, for supporting us through 200 episodes. Even if you just joined on this one or the one before it, we'd love to see you for 200 more. So please smash the like button, subscribe on YouTube, hit the notification
bell.
Help me,
I'm poor.
Not directly asking for money, but if you have any, that'd be cool too.
You're broke!
He's going to set us up a Bitcoin address, right?
We have a Bitcoin address.
Buy a Pudgy Penguin.
Bennett's no financial advice.
Bennett's going to put our Bitcoin address in the description. And anyways, thank you guys. It's been a real treat. We hope you've had a great 2025. We're going to take some time off. We'll see you back here in 2026. So enjoy Christmas, the holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Krimbus.
But mostly Christmas because Christian country.
Yeah,
this is a war. We're not reinstituting the war on Christmas. We won that.
That's right. We won that fair and square. Christ is king. And Happy New Year.
There'll be no holidays here. just Christmas.
Thanks for tuning in to Human Reaction. Please be sure to like, follow, subscribe, and give us a review on your podcast platform of choice. And if you want to become a member and support the show financially, check out humanreactionpod.com.